Does it really take a village to raise a child? Yes, absolutely. I don't know what we would have done over the years with our girls without the help, love, support, and advice we've gotten from family and community around us. I think about all the mamas I love so much that have become dear friends as a result of our kids being friends. They have picked my girls up, cared for them, love them like their own. In times of need, they have been there for us, and I have been there for them. It takes a village to raise a child is actually an African proverb that basically means an entire community of people must interact with children for those children to grow in a safe and healthy environment. Yes, yes, and yes, so true. But what about us adults? Let's take that quote a bit further today. Does it take a village to raise up an adult? Do adults need raising? I would say once again, absolutely. I look back on my childhood years and I see the village of church leaders, community teachers, and friends around my family that cared for me and how that helped me grow into who I am today. Fast forward to my adult years, and in the same way, I can go back to seasons in my life when the village of people I was surrounded by spoke truth into my life I needed to hear. They loved me well and cared for me when I needed it as an adult. Guess what? We all need a village. God designed it that way. The Christian life is not meant to be lived on an island alone. It is meant for the body, working together, sharpening and encouraging one another to build one another up in maturity. Whether you believe in Christ or not, I would hope you know you need people in your life. Community matters. Now, if you are a believer, you're called to it. And this gets taken to another level of support, love, encouragement, accountability, service, and sacrifice. I'm going to give you some truth that helps us see what that looks like. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Can we carry or even know what someone's burden is if we are not in community? No, we are called to though. It takes a village. James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Can we have accountability and pray for each other apart from being together with people of faith? No, but we're called to it. It takes a village. Acts 2:46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Church goes way beyond the walls of our churches. Have meals together, meet together, and be intentional to grow in Christ together. We are called to it. It takes a village. Matthew 18:20, for where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Ecclesiastes 4:9 and 10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. God created us to love Him and to love one another. We are the body of Christ, made up of many members. We weren't created to walk this life alone. It takes a village. That's the truth. If you don't have a Bible-believing, Jesus-following community of faith that you're a part of, find one. You're called to it. And the beautiful thing is, they need you as much as you need them. I'm Lori Klein.